Right, one of the very, very, very important halachos of Ikka the Tafel. Right, we want to finish it up today. I don't know how we're finishing it in a one and a half shiur. It's impossible. It's one of the sugi that can take weeks and weeks and weeks of halacha. But I want to go again, Rabbi Tech, is again, this lunchtime, Yeshiva Seferis Chaim was presented with a problem of Ikka the Tafel.
Today.
Now, we have to understand, before we go to the halacha of today's lunch, with the suas, and the last is Hashem.
Oh,
first you have to go one more time again. Let's make it clear, Rabotai. When you have a plate of food, and on that plate you have two foods. You have a piece of chicken and you have a couple of potatoes. Does it matter? Does that matter? You make
two brachas.
Potatoes and
chicken. Two separate zaken. When you have a mixture of two things together, for example, rice. And that's it. Pasta and meat sauce, right? Spaghetti bolognese, meatballs and pasta mixed together. Or you have lasagna with pasta and you've got the vegetables. Or you've got a fruit salad, or you've got a vegetable salad. And in this thing, in this mixture, you have two separate brothers. Which brother do you make? Oh, you go back to Ikka. What's the Ikka? No, you shouldn't have said over here. That's a Dima. You're mixing it up. You're mixing up Reishu Aleph with Reishu Beis.
We're
talking about Reishu Beis right now.
Fettuccine.
Who?
Fettuccine.
What's that? English.
It's noodles with cheese.
Oh, exactly the same thing. The shackle and the cheese, and the noodles being the same.
There's mushrooms and fettuccine.
Mushrooms and
bread. The shackle on the cheese and the
I don't know. We're asking the question to the Olam. Let's see what the Olam said.
Zionist
picks up. Comes along the B'chaim and says, Mizoinus wins. And he's right. Mizoinus wins, Rabotai.
B'chaim Gelb.
Mizoinus wins. However, we have another Kavea. What's the Kavua? What is the Ikka? And that is?
Potatoes.
Was this thing yesterday?
What did you what?
Mizoinus.
Today.
Brownies.
That was it
already.
What?
Hello?
Brownies?
I'm white.
Wait, someone's
smiling. Oh, what are you doing? This guy.
And
what is that?
What's the question? You have a mixture of two things. I want to know, Mr. Brown. I have a mixture of two things. I want to know what to make the broche on. One broche or two brothers? One or two?
One.
Broche Hashem.
Okay. We're coming just for that.
Okay. So again, I'm going to say, cloth. A mixture of two things. Either mezonos or either rive. Otherwise, not. Okay. So now we have the next question. Rabbi, we're going to come to a big Kiddush today. Today I'm going to teach you halacha. When do you make a shahakol on a biscuit?
On a cookie?
When do you make a shahakol
on a biscuit?
Who?
Not sure.
No, but
current
chocolate.
No.
Kill
it.
I love these things.
Shahakol
covers everything.
Ground.
I'll get to it. No.
You're blind.
Okay, everybody's side. What's going on over here? Tzod. Very good at saying good
Pesach.
No, what? This is obviously...
Don't spray that stuff.
Mr. Fletcher, so again, you have a fruit salad, and rave of the fruit over there is our eight, this is about the maker eight. This is the question. Rabbi, so what more do you make of schnitzel? I don't understand. You guys just told me, Mr. Fletcher, you have two things. One of them is mezonot wins.
Yeah, there's something.
When you saw the ikka, I didn't
say that. Right.
Okay, let's start again.
Bottom of shishim.
Bottom of shishim.
Yeah.
Hey, Chayo.
Chayo,
you know? Rabbi Yisai, have over here.
Some kind.
It's a festival point. They put the gavoit in the sandwich. Say the meat's the ikka.
The
bone gasha. It's the pressure. What? No, again. From my side, help me out of here. These guys are mamas, you know. Help me out of here. I have a steak salad. Steaks. Sparty, so what? You have a steak salad. What's a steak salad, Rabotai? You have pieces of steak, and you have vegetables in the salad. The salad is raised connected to steak. There's only a couple of pieces of steak, and then the salad. What are you made? Salad. What do you mean? The steak is in the bottom. No, we got Russell Wright!
Yes!
We got Russell Wright!
I'm right in the salad.
Right!
Ravi on a steak Caesar salad, you got a steak cut up into slices like that. Okay, this big of a piece of flesh on top of
the salad. Oh, the mushroom! That's on a mixture! Rabbi Gelba! We said only when it's a mixture! What? These are two separate things! Like the steak's on top of the salad! But if it's a steak salad!
A lot of times it's like that and then you're supposed to shake it up. Okay, so if you get it and you're not going to
He knows.
Now, Rabbi Yisai, come on! I want to make this clear because Mr. Fletcher, I think I had a bit of a problem with this yesterday. If the salad is only in the steak to make the steak tastier, then you don't make a bracha on the salad. Why? Because when you have two ingredients, and one ingredient, remember this is going to happen for the schnitzel, and one ingredient is only there to help the other one, then the other one is the ikka. Like, for example, Rabotai, somebody called me last night, he said he made croutons. How do you make croutons? He took pieces of bread, he sliced them up, and he roasted it in the oven, and then he put it into his soup. He asked me the following question. Does he have to make hamotzi on those croutons?
No way.
No.
Why? Bread is not
doing
that.
Why is there much bread in it?
No, in the oven.
Can I make the bread?
Don't make the bread
part.
What? If you're putting the croutons in the soup to make the soup better, but I don't really want the croutons. That means the croutons have just become bottled.
Yeah,
I don't need that.
You sit there munching the croutons.
But if you sit there munching.
Yeah, munching.
Then the mice are more
powerful.
Okay, I'm excited. How about if you have cereal and milk?
Well, what about the crust on a cake then?
We're going to get to
cake and crust.
We're going to get to that. We've got all the examples of what we say. How about you have cereal and milk? What bracha you make and how many?
One bracha.
In the same bowl.
Too bad.
I like milk.
You want to have the milk with cereal.
Nice, but what in your cereal?
You want to have the milk with the cereal.
Okay, so this is cool. This is the Kulei Alma. Everybody's masking that the milk is there to make the cereal better. Remember, it's Arakasha. How about at the end of the cereal, put a little bit of milk and drink it by itself?
It has the cereal in it.
It's like having a long one piece of steak in after the salad.
Has the same of cereal, that milk.
The same of cereal?
It's like if you cook vegetables.
I wouldn't just drink milk if it's in a cup.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
When someone calls you, what are you doing now? What are you eating? Are you going to say cereal or milk?
No. It's a cereal. Yeah, but he's finished the cereal.
It's just like
now drinking the milk.
If you're baked, so
he's now drinking the milk!
You finish the steak salad, there's one piece of steak left.
So what he makes? We said in the beginning, what was the pshat in Ikka and Tuffle? When you don't make a broth on the Tuffle, you make a broth on the Ikka. What was the pshat? The pshat was that the ikka is the main and it covers the tuffle. That means the tuffle requires a bracha, it's already been covered by the ikka. Memela, this milk already had a bracha on it. What bracha? That's a bracha required. Now, Rabbi, let's go back to the schnitzel.
You fill up a bowl of cereal, just like a quarter of a bowl, and the rest of it.
Ah! Rabbi said, we're coming over here to Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. That's Rabbi Moshe and Igles Moshe. And if you have a guy that loves the milk, he's over my kids every morning, give me more milk. You know why? Because they're all at the bottom of there, they've got the chocolate milk. Then I can drink it afterwards. So they put in dafka more milk for that reason. So Rabbi Moshe, if that's the case, then you want the milk by itself, then you can't consider the cereal and the milk to be one thing. It's two separate things, and the mela, you need two separate brothers. Now, let's go back to the schnitzel. This is how we came up to this. What bracha do you make on a schnitzel? Again, we said, you have a mixture of two things, you always go with mezayim. Mezayim wins the oil on boy.
It's another shayla, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Same thing.
They got a bigger coating.
Same shayla. Same shayla.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Now, let me ask you. That is, by the way, it's written in all the places.
That Caesar salad over there, it's
steak
is enhancing the leaves, or the leaves are enhancing the steak.
It depends. I said if it's a little bit of salad that the leaves are enhancing the steak to make it more juicy, then an afanami. But most of the time, they put a whole lot of salad and a couple of pieces of steak over there.
That's because that's cheap. Enough.
And afanami.
So what's the main? You ask a man who's eating a salad. Yes,
the Mishnebura, look it up in the beginning of Reish Yud
Chaim,
says, Klaw, I don't care what you like more. Be nice.
I thought what's your ikker? If someone's
that's each person.
Ikker,
the ikker is Mishnebura, and Mishnebura basket like this.
I'm going to use applesauce.
Let's go to the Latkes, Rabbi Yisai. Ah! We're coming up to the Latke case. What bracha number one do you make on a Latke?
I don't know.
Why?
Because it's
potato.
So it's a Pringle.
Yeah, but that's ground up.
So it's a Pringle.
It's not making that as ever potato.
Ah, so he gets the potato. Okay, fine. Make a Adama. What bracha do you make on apple sauce?
Shako.
Rabbi Yisai, you have over here a Latke with apple sauce on the top.
That depends.
Are they two separate foods that you want to eat? Or the pshat is that the latke is the ikar and the suas.
People eat applesauce plain.
I've heard they do, but right now on my plate, what am I
eating? You have the sauce.
What do you want to make the latke back?
Why?
You
put like the same with the cereal with your kids.
No, in that case, you put tons of applesauce.
What's
later? Okay, in that case.
But the applesauce is enhancing your latke.
The applesauce is enhancing my latke.
Like ketchup and hot dog.
You're the one. You're the one.
Makes it better.
I'm just asking, mate.
Brothers,
is it? No, the applesauce also the same brothers.
Ask him. Make a dominant applesauce.
I'm just asking.
What's it? There's a little bit of applesauce after Mr. Ryan. There's a little bit of applesauce left over after those latkes. Make it on applesauce.
I'm comforting your mom.
What? Is that?
Applesauce could be hadama. Because it grows in the ground.
Who?
Applesauce could be hadama.
Why?
Because it grows in the ground.
Apples?
Trees? Apples are apples.
Make a coffee, you're right. If you make hadama, you're right.
We're asking the if you make a bracha on the latkes, I guess another swas to make a bracha on the swas about the niche, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the next shayla. So we have over here Adoma. How about if I have the apple swas before the latke? Now I have a problem with it.
What do you mean you eat that?
No shakar, no, you mean that? Right, there's been the latkes from the kitchen right now, and I have the apple sauce on my table right now. So this, I have a little bit of apple sauce.
There's no mixture over here.
You make only one bracha, right? So how?
Right.
Oh, that's right. Now, reverse side.
What about soup?
Soup
with chicken in it, two vegetables in it.
And the chickens will be
bottled.
What? Tuffle.
That's
how many
vegetables.
Depends how many vegetables. Now, the red side, how about again in this case? I have the apple sauce before I have. Again, the question, so again, they give you a fruit salad, right? Okay, let's go with this case. They give you a fruit salad. On top of the fruit salad is a little cookie, right? That little cookie over there is buckled, right? Why? Because the egg is a fruit salad, and the cookie makes it more crunchy. But the eggs, I don't need it, and I want it. But it comes together. What would be done, Lachlan? You pick that little biscuit up, and you eat it. Says the Ramah, make a shahas.
What?
Why do you make a shahakal on a cookie? Nu Rabbeisa! Why do you make a shahakal on a biscuit? You're looking at yourself. Raise your face. Who's your over there?
It's not
the
egg.
But it's shahakal!
You're not eating because you're hungry.
Says the Rabbeisa, why? Because the SM, it doesn't have a bracha. Why? Because it's going to be patterned together with the ikka. What's the ikka? The food salad. So when you make the eggs on the food salad, it's going to pattern the biscuit. However, I didn't yet make her eggs. I didn't yet make a bracha on the ikka. If I didn't yet make a bracha on the ikka, how can it hit on the topple? How can it be bracha? Maybe you can't do that.
So you can't eat it.
You know what? So you make a shahak.
Why are you allowed to eat it? Don't begin.
Because why are you allowed to eat it? Oh. Mr. Brewer says, don't never do it. Yeah. Mr. Brewer says, don't do it.
Shouldn't be allowed to eat it.
Mr. Brewer says on my basis, this is so nogea. People do this every day. They serve you mushroom swiss on your brekkas. Now it's a matter 100% that the mushroom swiss is a topple to the brekka. The brekka is the ikka. The mushroom swiss makes the brekka better. If that's the case, you take a little lick of the mushroom sauce, says the Mr. Brewer, wrong, don't do it. Why not? Because you're eating the topple before the ikka, and you have a shayla or bracha to make. Don't do it. Never eat the topple first. Not the point. Don't do it. It doesn't need a shahakal. Because you're merely make a bracha on the brekka. Merely to shem examen orba. Whenever you have a case of two foods and you're making one bracha, you should always make sure to have the ikka first. Don't have the topple.
I have a better question. Let's say coleslaw you have next to your two bracha, right?
Right.
The coleslaw is lost to the bracha.
No,
coleslaw
has
a number.
Two different things.
Coleslaw you're eating because you like coleslaw. Unless the only reason you're eating the coleslaw, it's not because I want the coleslaw, it's because the coleslaw makes my bereka
wet. With a hot dog, let's say. People put coleslaw on their hot dog.
Right.
So you take some of that first, you can't make it a double on it because it's possible to the hot dog.
Right.
So therefore you're making shahakal in it, because
unless you want
to even though it's a double item.
That's the Ramah. The Maganavam is Chayuk, and Mishabur seems to go to Maganavam. Kach Shematikim of Israel Orbach Shri. To Israel, that we pass on the Maganavam. I asked Rabbi Orbach, what bracha do you make on a schnitzel? He says, what do you mean? About the Mezoilus. Huh? Mezoilus? Ah! You go like the Shver. Who's the Shver? Rabbi Yashuv. Rabbi Yashuv says that Mezoilus is put there why? To enhance the Ikah? No. It's to make the Mezoilus tasteable. I want the Mezoilus! Meila, we're passing that into Mingam Mezoilus. Now, Rabbi posted a Chalik on this, and this is about the Minig Lemaisa. It's about that the Mezoilus is there why? The Mezoilus is there, number one, to give it a crunch. Number two, to make it look better. Number three, to make it fry better for us, the women, it makes it fry much easier. Mimea, if the Mezoilus is only there to help the ikka die of the meat, so if out of the meat it wins, and if the meat wins, you don't make a bracha on the Mezoilus. Again, this is not going to everybody. A lot of poskim, Rabbi Scheinberg, for example, says, however, if you have a schnitzel, your case, with a very thick coating of Mezoilus, everybody's masking it's a Mezoilus. And you have to watch most schnitzel that you buy. You can buy something as a schnitzel in a Chinese restaurant, let's say in Eretz Yisrael. They give you a piece of chicken this big, and the coating is this big. So you get these huge things on your plate. You think, I got all the best of that. You try to open. There's come out nothing in. No, they're the proper way in
here.
You're talking about the fire poppers in Dougie's.
Those are good.
Okay, everybody, is this clear? Now, what about the let's say cheesecakes coming up to Hanukkah? Everyone's going to be eating cheesecake. The bottom of the cheesecake has mezonot. You make a bracha on the
Whoa, calm down. We're not war now.
That's about to get flavor.
Mezonot under the cheesecake. Do you make a bracha? You make a bracha on that mezonot under the cheesecake, Mr. Radek, come on. Manchester, you know over there, the NH bakery over there. You make a bracha mezonot on the cheesecake?
Yeah.
You do?
The cheese.
Egg is the cheese, he said.
Oh,
cheesecake. Mr. Fletcher! 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 Mr. Flet
Mr. Fletcher!
Hello, Sticky Bone!
Sticky Bone, sir.
Why is the crust there? Why is the crust there?
Where is
the crust? Sticky Bone!
Make sure. Why is the sauce $5? I think by a cheesecake is a joy. If the layer underneath the cheesecake is a thin mezzoinis, this is bad that it equals the cheese. But if sometimes you buy a huge thick layer of the mezzoinis with a little bit of cheese on top, this is bad with the mezzoinis, just double portion. Okay? My boy, so let me get back to
you. Buy cheese Danish.
Cheese Danish. Cheese Danish. It's about a
mezzoinis.
Who?
The cheesecake is
even
with the...
You make a
mezzoinis.
You're saying the cheese is the
enhanced... No, you're eating it for the cheese.
With our style, but then it's so harsh with the mezzoinis...
That's more of a cake.
That's more of a cake.
With our... But as you hold it, sometimes you have an ice cream bar that's coated with...
Oh, I might say that, you remind me! With ice cream... Wait, the ice cream cone, I might say, with the ice cream cone with the ice cream on top.
A bar, they have an ice cream sandwich. It's a coffee.
I got one by one. I'm basically about to spend 6 years on these halachas because these halachas take forever. I'm asking that halacha with the ice cream with the cone underneath.
Yeah, it's all about
the. I'll tell you what I think.
Where's the cone that you make? Mazenas, man, shahad.
We're getting somewhere.
Rest on the oil.
Now, wait a sec. Are you going to tell me? Are you going to tell me? Wait a sec.
What's it called? The bear on the front of it.
Are you going to tell me that the mezzoinis, Mr. Mattis, are you going to tell me that the cone helps the ice cream?
No.
Are you going to tell me that the ice cream helps the cone?
Yeah.
No. Helps the cone? Now we're going back. Go back to the smell. Now the nice Nevada. We passed Nevada. When I buy an ox, when I buy this other ice cream, I want an ice cream.
Notice,
the only way to hold it is to use a cone. So it's a positive way of holding it. So if I ask them what I want the ice cream.
It's
if you have a choice,
then you
have
to you
have an ice cream cone in the bowl.
Really, I'm leaving
time. And you choose the cone. Why do you choose the cone?
One hand.
The sugar one.
One hand.
You don't have to. You don't have to.
Why do you offer them? Yeah. Well, whatever you want. Some people don't like to eat out of cone. What should they have? Derech Hertz. I don't know. That's not shy. You can't answer like that. I want to know right
now.
I
can't offer it.
We're both in the house.
I personally go in.
I think you make a shahakol. When you get to the cone, so now it depends. If it's a regular garbage cone, this is bad that you don't make a double. Then you can eat the whole thing. But if it's a sugar cone, it's a lunch. But if it's a nice geschmack tasting cone, then I'm asking that you make two separate brochas, not one brocha.
So if you wanted the cone, also you said just shahakol.
Cone by itself.
No, cone with the ice cream. Yeah, regular cone.
But if it's a garbage cone, you don't want the cone, then I bet exactly big shower.
No, but you can eat the cone anyway.
Instead of no what, you make a shower cone with a nice cone. Yeah, I'm using the cone just to hold it up. And I don't, it's not bad, like I want the cone, it's not a sugar, nice, sweet cone.
What
a cone, hold up,
ice cream. Yeah, that's
nuts.
But let's say, 70 IQ, and he's done with the cone, I say, can I have the cone?
Ah, you didn't eat the yicker, of course. What's that?
What about the hand sometimes at my wedding, the cube salad in a bowl which is edible?
Edible bowl. What's the bowl made out of?
You have like dough. It's like ice cream cone.
Yeah, and you eat the thing afterwards.
You eat the salad and afterwards you can eat the bowl.
I have a sausage.
Behemoth. Oh, I know. They have it in America.
It's made of dough?
It's like an ice cream cone type of material.
Let me say that. If it tastes nice by itself and you want it, then you make it. I'm eating it because it's bad. Then I'm sending an ice cream cone. Now, right side, how about if you have ice cream with cookies inside? You know what I mean? The Oreos, chocolate, the Oreos, what's it called? Sourdough. I spoke to a big Pesach and he told me, hold on a minute. No. You're right if the mezonos makes the other thing better, that you only make the broch on the other thing, for example, the ice cream. Like the sprinkles, yeah? The sprinkles go on the ice cream, so I'm not going to get broch on them, even if they came from something else. However, Rabbi Stein, if you put in the cookies inside the ice cream itself, then it means that you want the taste of the cookies. And if you want the taste of the biscuit, that's a mezonos. And we said before, if you have a mixture of two things with a mezonos in the middle, that's a bada mezonos or in Zwin.
Oh, you want to
just 1 minute. Just 1 minute, my boy. Just one last thing about Hanukkah, because this is the last shiur before we start. The Heiliger Yomim of Hanukkah. And I just want to say one word, Rabbi Yisai. One word. We spoke out last before, what was the nafkamina between Chanukah and Purim? And we said, Purim was Be'etem Exera on the Gur, right? On the Gashmias. That's how we celebrated Gashmias. Moshe'egim Hanukkah was on the Ruchnias. It was on our souls. It was on Torah. Now Rabbi Yisai, I have a partial kasha, Mr. Fletcher. This is the kasha, Mr. Reich. I don't understand something. Haman comes along, and Haman makes Xavis. What does Mordechai do? Yoimat Tfilah, Yoimat Tehillim, fasting, all these things. Gregor, over here what happened? They make Xavis against learning, and what did the Heiliger do? What did Hashmonah do? You gotta make a war! And that was right! When do we know how to make a fight? And when do we know how to sit in daven and learn? When do you know when to do what, Rabbi Yisai? Then after minute between Hanukkah and Purim. So I'll tell you like this. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a gzeirah, right, on the Gup, so you get up and say to him. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a gzeirah on the Ruchnis, on Torah, on mitzvahs and these things, the only way to fight it, Rabbi Yisai, Spikey, is to get up and to fight it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him his saying. To go and say, Lord, who? I'm going to bed. It's not going to help. You're going to go in the base measures, and you're going to fight. And the Chavetz Chaim, Rav Chanan said, you heard from the Chavetz Chaim, the soy, Yomar of the Chavetz Chaim. Says the Chavetz Chaim has heard, that when the Russians came along, and they made a war against Torah, no learning, no mitzvah, no yeshivas. So the Chavetz Chaim, the soy, Yomar, Chaval, to the Chavetz Chaim, that we never made a group of yeshiva guys into an army to fight the Russians. What's the Chofetz Chaim said? And we would have won. We would have won a yeshiva army against the Russian army. Because if we fight against Torah, then maybe we're going to win. That was the betochen against. That was the betochen of the Heiliger Chofetz Chaim. They say a mitzvah from the Biskurov. The Biskurov is once told that you're not allowed to eat anything hot. Asa gomus, a dangerous to your health. Comes on Shabbos, he said, hey, Shabbos without the children, eat a shah. And later he calls the family in, he said, hey, bring in the children. They said, what do you mean? It's dangerous. No, Shabbos it won't be dangerous. They brought him a whole thing of chulent, he ate it. Next Shabbos comes along, they brought him a bowl of chulent. Huh? He said, no, one spoon, we'll get it back. Nah, no, that? Last week, they ate the whole bowl. This week, they're not anything. He said, no. Last week, I had the toddler. This week, I'm only saying, hey, last week, it didn't hurt me. Rabbi Yisai, the whole avodah of Hanukkah. The whole avodah of Hanukkah is Mesiras Nefesh. We take something and we fight it. The way to fight it is to go to Miss Medrash and learn. We have a few days now, everyone knows. Right, Hanukkah, a little bit less learning, more relaxed, whatever it is. There's an Nisoyan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving Nisoyan. When there's ever an Nisoyan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Siyata Dishmaya to those people that want it, to open up their mouth. Harichev Picho V'amaleo. To open up your mouth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just packs it in. This is the time, Rabbi Yisai, Hanukkah person can chop the entire year. He can't chop such a thing. Sit in the base measures a little bit. Learn a little bit, a few more minutes after that locker, whatever it is, maybe we'll have a shoe one time, whatever it may be, with a little bit of food. Over the Etzem, when there's a fight on the Neshama, when there's a fight on Torah, you gotta get up and you gotta fight it. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll have a bar for one night, we'll learn in 120 minutes.